Genesis chapter 18. Yahweh appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked and saw that three men stood opposite him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the earth and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favour in your sight, please don't go away from your servant. Now let a little water be fetched. Wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I'll get a bit of bread so you can refresh your heart. After that you can go your way, for this is why you've come to your servant." They said, "Very well, do as you have said." Now, Paul says that we should always entertain strangers, because by doing that, some people have entertained angels without realizing it. And the reference is to Abraham here and to Lot, who did the same in Sodom. So these three men were angels. They appeared like men, just like when Jesus rose from the dead. The women came to the tomb and they saw what looked like a young man there. And it's the same when Jesus ascended to heaven, that two young men, apparently in white clothing, they were clearly angels, told them that this same Jesus who's gone into heaven will so come in the same way. So Abraham ran into the tent to Sarah. Now, how old was Abraham? Do you remember how old Abraham was at this time?
99.
Brilliant. He was 99. That's right. He was nearly 100 years old. But he ran. So he was very active to do the work and to not just leave his servants to do things. He ran into the tent to Sarah, who was...
Did he have servants?
Oh, yeah, Abraham had loads of them. But he ran into the tent to Sarah, who was then 90, and said, "Quickly, prepare 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a tender and good calf and gave it to the servant. He hurried to dress it. So my point is that Abraham did have servants, but he was running around really trying to look after these people. He took butter, milk, and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. He stood by them under the tree, and they ate. They asked him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" He said, "See, in the tent." Now, he should have got the hint that these men knew something about him, because they talk about Sarah. He would have thought, "How do you know that my wife's called Sarah? And how do you know that God has just changed her name fairly recently from Sarai to Sarah?" So it's a bit like us in our lives. God gives us the hint that he is active in our lives. And the angel said, "I will certainly return to you when the season comes round. Behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Sarah heard in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. She was 90 years old.
Why does it say she had passed
the age of childbearing? Well, it means that she couldn't have children anymore.
Why?
Because she was too old.
Why? Why are you too old?
Yeah, because a woman can't have children beyond a certain age. Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I've grown old, will I have pleasure, that is the pleasure of having a child, my lord, her husband, being old also?" So she doesn't believe what is said. But she calls Abraham my lord. My lord being old also. And in the New Testament, that's quoted. And New Testament says that that was good, that she called Abraham, her husband, my lord. And yet she does so in a very, very poor sort of context spiritually, because she's doubting, without any faith really, that this is going to happen. But the positive that she calls Abraham her Lord in her heart is focused upon by Peter. So it just shows you that God is very positive, that although this woman, Sarah, was weak in faith at this point, the fact she did at least something positive or had a positive attitude towards Abraham, her husband, that is picked on. Now, when we look at each other and we get irritated and annoyed with each other, It's easy to look just on the negative, but fortunately, God doesn't do that with us. He's positive in the way he looks at us, and the Bible reflects that. The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Will I really bear a child, seeing I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?'" And that is something that you come back to in your life time and again. Is anything too hard for the Lord? God is almighty. He can do what he wants. It's us who are limiting what he can do by our lack of faith. And the angel went on, "At the set time I will return to you when the season comes round, and Sarah will have a son." Now it takes 9 months for a woman to have a baby. Once she gets pregnant, she's 9 months, and then she has the baby. And so the angel is saying, "I will come after 9 months, and she'll have a son." Sarah denied, saying, "I didn't laugh," because now she was frightened. The angel said, "No, but you did." How silly, trying to deny before an angel of God. "I didn't laugh." "Yes, you did."
But she didn't know that it was an angel, did she?
No, she didn't. Yes, she didn't know it was an angel, but I think she got the idea by then, really, that this was more than just a man. So the men rose up from there and looked towards Sodom. Abraham went with them to see them on their way, and Yahweh said, "Will I hide from Abraham what I do, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him? For I have known him, to the end that he may command his children and his family to him, that they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Yahweh may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Yahweh said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very bad, I will go down now and see whether their deeds are as bad as the reports which have come to me. If not, I will know." The men turned from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Now, I understand that to mean that these angels represented the Lord, and maybe two of them went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained in the presence of one of them. Abraham drew near and said, "Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous within the city? Will you destroy and not spare the place for the sake of 50 righteous who are in it? Be it far from you to do things like that, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be like the wicked. May that be far from you. Shouldn't the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake." So Abraham's thinking, surely there's 50 good people there. But then he thinks, Lot is there and his family. Who else? Maybe there's not 50. Abraham replied, "See now, I've taken it on myself to speak to the Lord, who am but dust and ashes." And that's how humble we should be when we pray to God. "I am only dust and ashes. What if there will lack 5 of the 50 righteous? Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? The angel said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Abraham spoke to him yet again and said, "What if there are 40 found there?" He said, "I will not do it for the 40's sake. Oh, don't let the Lord be angry and I will speak. What if there are 30 found there?" He said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "See now, I've taken it on myself to speak to the Lord. What if there are 20 found there?" He said, "I will not destroy it for the 20's sake." Abraham said, "Oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak just once more. What if 10 are found there?" He said, "I will not destroy it for the 10's sake." Yahweh went his way as soon as he'd finished communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Now, Abraham was obviously doing his sums and thinking, well, Lot is there, and his wife, and their children, and their children are married, some of them. Surely Lot's family are faithful. Surely there must be 10 of them, for sure. But there wasn't even that. And therefore the city was destroyed. Now, I wonder if Abraham had gone on and said, 10, what happens if there's just 1 there, Lord? You wonder whether God would have said, nah, if there's 10 there, I won't destroy it. But if there's 1 there, I will. Now, in the New Testament, we're told that Lot was that righteous man. So if he'd have said, just for the sake of one, seems to me the angel would have said, yeah, sure, I won't destroy it for the sake of one. And so you see that God really is open to dialogue, to discussion with people. And his mercy is upon us, David says in one of the Psalms, according as we trust and hope in him. So the more we trust in him and in his grace, well, it's up to us, really, to persuade him, as it were, through our trusting in him. But Abraham's vision was not wide enough. He thought, it can't go any lower than 10. But we get the impression from the whole dialogue that God would have gone right down to 1. But Abraham didn't do that. And again, all these questions arise. Well, if Abraham had done that, maybe Sodom wouldn't have been destroyed. And so on. So God is open to discussion because he wants a relationship with us. And this is an amazing thought, that the God who is so powerful, Almighty, is so humble and so wants to have discussion with us.